neons flashing, air conditioned inside, wallowing comfort, drown your pride. Everybody's got their story, up and down the rail, broken hearts, love lost tales, Tanqueray, shaken and dry, straight up. Olive on the side. That's what the doctor orders for the mood I'm in. Tall green bottle of Tanqueray gin.
That's former lead vocalist with Prairie Oyster, Russell DeCarle, with Tangeray from his third solo album, The Fabulous Alone in This Crowd. Warm and smoky, it's a wonderful slice of southern soul with some jazz, blues, old school country, and western swing thrown into the mix. Russell DeCarle is one of those performers you always want to catch live, and he'll be playing dates across southern Ontario and Alberta this fall. To learn more about his music and live show, we're pleased to welcome Russell DeCarle to Folk Roots Radio. It's great to be able to talk to you today, Russell.
Thanks, Jim. It's great to chat with you.
Oh, absolutely. It's always a pleasure to, as I mentioned before, not just see you live, but be able to chat about your music. Now, Alone in This Crowd was your third solo album since you left Prairie Oyster. And, you know, there's something about this album. To me, it seems to be such a coherent statement of where you are these days. Is that a reasonable thing to say?
Yes, it is, actually. People ask me, you know, of course, everybody wants to, well, what's it like stylistically? Is it this? Is it that? I mean, it's really a, my songs come from, well, where I come from, really. And I grew up at an era where radio was far less homogenized. So, you know, I grew up listening to Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, the Beatles, Buck Owens, and on the same radio station. So I'm kind of a product of all of that stuff, you know? You know, as time goes on, I mean, I don't consciously try to write in any particular style, but it seems to be an amalgam now where I've ended up.
The thing I love about it is there's no audience on this, but it almost feels a bit like a live album. You know, it's something like if I was, you know, your publicist or something, I would say, hey, mm-hmm. this is what Russell sounds like. You know, I mean, it's certainly a great way to put your music out there in a way that says, look, you want to come to a Russell DeCarle show? What's it going to be like? Well, this is a really great example.
Yeah, I mean, there's a full band on this album, but even if I'm playing as a duo or a trio or a four-piece, the song really has to stand on its own merits, and no matter what the backup is. And I have to give credit where credit's due, and I mean, casting is everything. On this album, I'm surrounded by great musical friends. You know, it is basically live. You know, cause casting is the deal. You cast the right people. I hire people for what I know that or feel they're going to bring to the table, and I'm always pleasantly surprised that they bring more than I could even imagine to these, which is, you know, I hire the right people, and the vibe is always great. And I'm really conscious, as a producer, really conscious of everybody going home happy. So I'll question everyone at the end of a take, are you guys, make sure you're particularly happy, because in this day and age of digital recording, a lot of people, producer will go, yeah, that's fine, we can work with that, and then who knows what they do with it later on, you know, they'll process it or whatever. But we really go for a live off the floor feel. So this is really, yeah, what it would sound like live as well.
Well, certainly, having had a chance to catch you in concert recently, you played the newly renovated Bank Theater in Leamington, a fabulous show. You had the ever wonderful Steve Briggs on guitar, Russ Boswell on bass, and then John Sheard on piano. And I have to say, I mean, that was just a wow show as far as I was concerned. I mean, you guys were so tight. And, you know, I don't know how many years you have been playing together, but there just seemed to be such a great understanding between the four of you on stage when you were playing.
Well, Steve and I have been working together since 2004, and I first hired Steve. I knew him a little bit. I think we maybe played a couple songs together before. I hired him. I got a call one day. It was a real life-changing call for me. I got a call from a fellow named Paul Merckx, and he said, man, I just saw you in a songwriting thing out in Vancouver at Capilano College. I was on a Bluebird North songwriting tour. I went coast to coast that year with the late, great Hayden Neal from Jack Soul. And he and I went from Halifax to Vancouver. We ended up there, and this guy saw us, Paul did, and he was doing a Merle Haggard tour he was promoting, and he said, I'd love to have you on that tour. And I said, well, do you want a band? He said, well, actually, no, just you and maybe one other person. So I called Steve. His wife answered the phone, and she accepted as soon as I said, do you think Steve would want to go on? She said, yes. So either she really wanted him out of the house or knew that he was a big Merle Haggard fan or a fan of mine. And anyway, we really bonded over that tour in 2004. We did 13 shows in 14 days with Merle, and it was just, again, life-changing for me in a whole lot of ways. And I'd been used to playing big, you know, big venues with Prairie Oyster, but not as a duo, not without a five-piece band behind my back. But it was pretty amazing on that level. And getting to play with a guy like Merle Haggard, who at that point was 67 years old and still singing better than anyone and writing as good a songs or better than he'd ever written, and you know, he never used a set list. He had a really happy band. He threw the solos around. It was so musical and so great. And this guy was still so into it. It was just amazing. So that was really life-changing for both of us. And Steve and I have been playing together ever since. So yeah, he's an ever-present in my musical life. And John Sheard, I've known for years and years. John actually produced my first solo record, Under the Big, Big Sky. And we've been pals for years. And Russ Boswell, also been friends for a long time. Russ is some of the just greatest players in the country, really. But, you know, it's interesting what you say about that show, because I hadn't played with John, and we didn't rehearse for that show. I hadn't been played with John in, I think it had been February or something, last time I played with John. So it goes to show you the caliber players, right? Say, you know, it sounds like we've been playing together seamless, but it's casting is everything. It's the right players that really listen and really play the song, you know. It's an honor for me. I mean, I can't even tell you. I never dreamed I'd be in this position. I mean, fronting my own thing and, you know, getting to tell my own story at this point. I mean, I'm really proud of all the work we did with Prairie Oyster. I mean, we really had our own thing going on. It was amazing. Got to travel around the world and pretty spectacular. But it's at this point in my life, getting to tell my own story is very special for me. And getting to play with these great musicians that really want to work with me, it's never lost on me. It's pretty humbling.
And talking about a cast of characters, we should probably mention some of the other people that play on the album. I mean, Dennis Keldy is on there playing accordion, but I mean, he's played keyboards before with you, hasn't he?
Oh, God, yeah. Dennis played with, I met Dennis when we were playing with Prairie Oyster, and he actually subbed for Joan a few times on gigs, and he's on two or three Prairie Oyster albums playing accordion. He's a brilliant accordion player. And I toured with Dennis in the early days. We toured for a long time together as a trio, Steve and Dennis and I. In fact, my second album is a live at the Russell DeCarle Trio live at Loudmouth Studios, and that's featuring Dennis and Steve. And yeah, he's just a remarkable player, keyboard. He plays organ and piano and accordion on this latest record, as does John Sheard play piano, Russ Boswell on bass, the great Jorn Anderson on drums, as well as Al Cross on drums. So, you know, it's just surrounded by incredible people and great backup vocalists. It's all a really incredible group of gals that are great friends as well. Cindy Church, the great Cindy Church in her own right, as well as these great Western Orchestra years ago. And then, of course, Quartet and Lunch at Allen's. She sings back of vocal along with a woman by the name of Michelle Willis, who's really an amazing artist in her own right, but has been out touring with David Crosby now for about the last 3 years, and it was amazing. And then I have a song that's a duet. I wrote the song, and then as soon as I finished it, I thought, God, this song would make a good duet. I was thinking kind of in the Dinah Washington, Brooke Benton mode, and I found the perfect duet partner in a woman by the name of Erin Costello, who's an amazing artist from Halifax. She's an incredible writer, singer, songwriter, arranger, producer. 8 original songs in this record and 3 cover songs. One of the cover songs is a tune called He's a Yum Yum, and it's an old Dallas Fraser tune that was recorded, kind of a more obscure track recorded by Charlie Rich. And I needed a gal for that one, and I found the perfect singing partner for that one, and it's my friend Carla Crawford. So, yeah, lots of great gals on this album. Oh, and Drew Jurecka did a wonderful string arrangement. The great Drew Jurecka did a wonderful string arrangement on Music and Wine.
Well, you know, I've got to say, it is a great album. And I just want to say, your originals on this album are so strong.
Thank you so much.
What sort of songwriter are you? I mean, do you really need to be in the moment when you write, or are you one of those people that's just constantly coming up with ideas?
I know. I wish I was. I mean, I come up with ideas and I'll write them down, but boy, it could take me a long time. And I mean, some songs, you know, I would talk to some people and they'd say, oh yeah, if it doesn't happen within 20 minutes, that's not worth pursuing. And I think, wow, well, that last song took me 3 years or longer. And then I heard an interview with Leonard Cohen one time, and he said it sometimes took him 10 years to finish a song. So I thought, okay, that's all right. I'm in good company there. No, I don't write every day, but you know, I ideally, I pick up the guitar and I play a lot. And I'll play other songs, and sometimes a certain chord will suggest something and it'll start to happen. It's such a crazy process, songwriting. It always sounds so flaky to talk about because, you know, people would talk about, oh, well, I feel like I'm just channeling. And it's, like I say, it sounds so flaky to talk about, but it is kind of what you're doing, really, I think, with any kind of art, you know, when it really strikes, whether you're a painter or a writer, it's like you're kind of channeling it. But I wish I was a little more prolific. I'm proud of the stuff that I have written. I think I'm getting better and better. I feel like the bar was pretty high for me. I was a singer. I always considered myself a singer first and foremost. You know, I got to interpret a lot of great songs. So I think through that, I really got a sense of how good songs, I think, are put together, and I think I know when a song is done. So that's hopefully I've set a high bar for myself. And I got to hang out with great songwriters like Joan Besson from Prairie Oyster, Keith Glass, my late great friend, the dear Willie P. Bennett, friends like my friend Chris Cuddy. I mean, just great songwriters, Ron Hines, you know, and that's the bar for me, those people.
Well, you've got some great songs on this album. Now, we started out with Tangeray, which kind of is probably a really good song for the album. Was that where that lent into the idea of Alone in This Crowd? You know, I know that the album cover has a picture of you in a bar and, you know, all of these busy people around you and, you know, you're sitting there with your cocktail. Was that the kind of intent to have Tangeray lead off?
Yeah, it kind of was. I didn't really have an image of this. I thought it was maybe kind of a Southern soul kind of style. The record, I feel like if anything, it's kind of that kind of style, kind of torchy bluesy and Southern soul in a way. Yeah, that song, boy, that was a. They say write what you know. I guess I know from that one. But that song really was came fairly easily to me, and kind of I guess. More of a torchy, bluesy, honky-tonk song, I guess, is what it is.
I want to go back to the album and play Lock, Stock, and Sorrows, which I absolutely love. This is a fabulous song. It's another one of yours. Tell us a little bit about it.
Boy, this song, I did a lot of house cleaning for this album. A lot of these ideas I've had around for a long time, and I've been carrying this idea around with me for a long, long time. And I haven't really talked about this song much in interviews, but I had a really close friend of mine die years ago, back in actually 1979, and it's kind of, it reaches back that far. I've been carrying that idea around with just really since 1979, the idea for this song. I think it kind of speaks for itself in a way, but yeah.
It's a great song. Let's play it now. This is Russell DeCarle with Lock, Stock, and Sorrows from his great 2017 album, Alone in This Crowd. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
Chills in the air, autumn leaves have fallen, snow it comes drifting up around my door. Spend my day looking out the window, I can't stay here anymore. Out on the road, anywhere the wind blows, keeping one step ahead of a troubled mind. Leaving all my tomorrow, lock, stock, and sorrows behind. Inside these walls, in a world of our own, smiling, laughing, so happy and gay. But like that girl who's breathed to last, like so many seasons past, there's no life left in this old house today. Out on the road, anywhere the wind blows, keeping one step ahead of a troubled mind. Leaving all my tomorrows, lock, stock, and sorrows behind. Sometimes I feel I'm walking on a tightrope, and I'll never make it to the other side. Close my eyes and see her waiting, smiling, arms open wide. step ahead of a troubled mind. Leaving all my tomorrows, lock, stock, and sorrows behind. Leaving all my tomorrows, lock, stock, and sorrows behind.
That's Russell DeCarl with Lock, Stock and Sorrows from his latest album, Alone in This Crowd. Russell DeCarl is our special guest on Folk Roots Radio today. He's getting ready for some dates in Southern Ontario and Alberta this fall. The interesting thing, Russell, is you're really mixing it up with who you're playing with this fall, aren't you?
I am. Some of the shows, most of the shows I'm doing, well, all Steve's on all of them. I have a show coming up in Grimsby at Station One on Saturday, the October 19th, and that show is with Steve, the great John Sheard. And if people aren't familiar with that name, certainly John is. They've certainly heard him because he's played on hundreds of records. He's produced tons of great stuff, and he was also Stuart McLean's orchestra leader for years. The Vinyl Cafe, of course. The Vinyl Cafe Orchestra, which comprised two people, John and the great Dennis Penrith, probably the most recorded bass player in Canadian history. They'll be joining Steve and I for that show. Then I'm doing some other shows, the Moonshine Cafe on the 25th of October, and that's in Oakville, and that's with my friend Paul Pagat, the three shows in a row I'm doing. And Paul is a great guitarist from Toronto originally, but has lived in Vancouver for years. He's kind of the Gretsch guitar guy that goes around doing clinics for them all over the world, and he even has a signature Gretsch guitar, the Paul Pagat guitar. And Paul is a guitar player like my friend Steve Briggs, who just loves to play and is just such a joy and so infectious to play with this guy. I knew he was coming to Ontario, and I said, you know what, I'll put some shows together for us, because not a lot of people know this guy, and everyone should know who he is. And he and Steve are just unbelievable together. And for me to get to play, sit between those two guys and play rhythm guitar and sing some songs with those two guys playing, it's a dream come true for me, and it's a guitar clinic, truly. In fact, we did a show recently with Paul. We added him to our trio with our four piece out in. We did a concert in Rocky Mountain House, a festival there, and my old friend Gordy Matthews, of course, of Katie Lang fame and Ian Tyson fame, and on and on and on. A wonderful guitar player in his own right, came up to me after and said, "Thanks for the guitar clinic." So that's how heavy it is. You know?
Yeah, and I think Paul will be playing with you and Steve as part of the band at Hugh's Room as well in
That's
Toronto,
right.
On the 27th.
Absolutely. Yeah, on a Sunday the 27th. So, yeah, hopefully a lot of musicians have that Sunday if they can come out. It's and we're going to be doing a lot of different stuff. We're going to be doing a lot of Western swing stuff and country stuff, and we'll be really mixing it up for the show. A lot of instrumental featuring those guys a lot. So.
And I think in November you're heading out to Alberta as well. Tell us a little bit about those shows.
Yeah, so November 15th, the Friday night, I'm at the New Moon Folk Club in Edmonton. The 16th, I'm in Calgary at the Bow Valley Folk Club. And on the 17th, I'm playing a show at Linwood Ranch, which is outside of High River, Alberta, just south of Calgary. Of course, you can go to my website for all the information on those shows. I've got a show October 22nd in Collingwood at the Crowbar, and that's going to be an interesting show. It'll be Steve and I, but it's there's a fellow named Jeff Woods there, and he's going to be interviewing me as well. So he'll be people can come out for either a dinner and show or just the show, and it's going to be an interview as well as live music. So that's going to be an interesting one.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be lots of fun. For all the information on Russell's shows coming up, head to russelldecarl.com. That's the best place to get all the information. You know, Russell, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. I got to say, I'm still bowled over with the show you did for us in Leamington just a few weeks ago. The idea of Steve Briggs and Paul Pagat playing with you together is just going to be absolutely awesome.
It's going to be, I'm so excited about it, I can't tell you. And thank you so much for, and people down Leamington Way, or if you're passing that way, it's a destination. That's the Bank Theater. It's an amazing venue down there. And boy, support live music, folks. I mean, boy, we drive through these little towns where it's some of these great theaters, they're dark because people aren't coming out supporting them. And boy, that was an amazing night there. So hopefully people will support that beautiful new theater.
It certainly is a great venue. And yeah, definitely looking forward to a lot more great shows there. We're going to wrap with the title track from Alone in This Crowd. It's been a great pleasure to talk to you today. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall. And thanks again, Russell.
Thank you so much. You make our world go round. Thank you.
They're having a time laughing and loud. All I feel is alone in this crowd. Alone in this crowd. Try as I might, all I can see, dark cloud gaining on me. Gaining on me. Goodbyes, a lingering kiss, lingering kiss. I'm